It's beautiful this week as we move through all the different resurrection accounts, and this one from Luke is particularly beautiful and unique. I think there's two things I want to point out from this today as we celebrate the resurrection this week. Firstly, it points to a place in our spiritual lives, in our church, where we can encounter the resurrection, where we can recognize Jesus and receive this grace. It says the very last line, they recognized him at the breaking of the bread. It's when they implore Jesus to stay with them, and he sits down at table with them, and then he celebrates the Eucharist with them. Suddenly, the confusion that's been clouding their eyes all the while they've been conversing with Jesus suddenly lifts, and they know who he is. But then they can't actually see him. He disappears from in front of them. So each time we come to the Eucharist, we're encountering the risen Christ. We're face to face with him. We're looking upon this mystery. Of course, as with them as well, we don't see his face or his body bodily sitting before us, but we encounter him in this mystery of the bread. And this whole story is, in fact, very clearly framed by Luke to mirror the whole celebration of the Eucharist, that just as Jesus walked with them on the way and cracked open the scriptures for them, so before we come to the table to share the meal, we break open the scriptures together so that we can have this dialogue with the Lord, so that we can understand what he's saying to us before we then come and share in the communion with the Lord. So as we seek to take up the grace of the resurrection in these days, continue to encounter the risen Christ and seek to receive that grace, let's remember that this altar, this celebration that we have for many of us every day, but at least every week, that this is a privileged place where we can encounter this grace of the resurrection and receive this transformation that Jesus wants to bring us through it. Transformation, that's the second point that I wanted to make. We see in these two men, Cleopas and his friend, the transformation that comes about when they encounter the risen Christ, when they realize that this is Jesus before them and the good news of his coming back to life in the resurrection. Their whole demeanor, their whole energy and attitude is flipped on its head. They were trudging away from Jerusalem, downcast and sad, not even believing the good news that their friends had had for them. They tell the whole story of the resurrection. They've heard that the other disciples have gone to the tomb and found it empty, but they haven't actually received it. It hasn't actually brought any joy to their hearts. But then when they encounter Jesus, that joy breaks forth, and suddenly they run back to Jerusalem. And one particular aspect of this kind of transformation that the Lord should bring in our hearts is the generosity that should bring forth within us. They're suddenly not thinking about themselves and, maybe it'd be better if we just rest and then tomorrow we can go and tell the disciples. They're like, no, we've got to tell somebody this news, and they just go. And so when we encounter the power, the joy, the wonderful good news of the resurrection, it should bring forth a generosity within us to want to share that gift, to want to share that blessing with anyone who we encounter. And this is where I want to go back to our first reading today, where Peter and John are coming into the temple, and it almost seems as if they're not going to give this beggar anything because they don't have anything to give him. This man's been begging at the gate. Every day he comes and asks for alms. He's not even asking for healing. And they say, we don't have any money to give you. But what we do have to give you is the grace of the resurrected Christ. And so they help him to his feet and he's healed. If we know the power of the resurrection, if we've encountered this wonderful grace from Jesus, then every person that we meet is another opportunity for us to be able to share that. Whether that's in witnessing to the good news and the impact that that's had in our life, or even just praying for someone, blessing them. I think if we want to take the cue from Peter and John today, that we might encounter somebody and they have a problem, we can often think that, I'll pray for them later. But it's such a simple thing that we can do to just pray with someone there and then and claim the blessing that Jesus wants to bring in their life. And rather than thinking, oh, you know, how could I possibly pray for someone? I don't know what God wants for them. I don't know how to pray properly. I'm not theologically trained or whatever. No. All that you need to know is that God wants to bless that person. God wants to bless everybody. You might not know how, but you can ask for that anyway. Lord, I ask you to move in Frankie's situation. I ask you to bring him peace, bring him healing, whatever that might be. Such a simple gift that we can bring to bless another person, to pray for them, or to share with them the good news that we've encountered through Jesus. But when we've encountered the grace of the resurrection in our own hearts, it should bring forth a generosity and a desire to want to share that with anybody that we have, just like Peter and John. And there's this beautiful balance in Peter's response that has the humility to know that he doesn't have anything to offer himself, which of course we don't. I can't heal anyone or bless anyone from my own strength, my own resources. But I know that God's blessing is always there on offer, and he wants to work through my offering of that. So let's ask for that generosity and confidence that we can witness to this power that we've encountered in Jesus and be able to share and bring that blessing to others.